This is WMUK's Arts and More. Having a good social network can improve the health of senior citizens. But here's the thing. Finding a partner or friends can be tough for older adults. As WMUK's Erlene McMichael reports, the Portage Senior Center is experimenting with a clever solution.
Tammy, a Kalamazoo area woman, has been searching for that special someone for a long time.
I am 65 years old. I am divorced, and I've been on my own for about 18 years. I've had some dates in between.
But nothing turned serious. She's even tried a matchmaking service.
It's a paid service where they do a background check and everything, and I don't think there's a lot of men available because, I mean, it's been 3 or 4 years since I signed up with them, and they never really got any matches for me.
Gordon is a 78-year-old man from Portage. He says it's been hard to move on after his wife of half a century died 3 years ago. He's taken a few women out to lunch, but he wouldn't call that dating.
When you're married that many years, as long as I have been, you figure you're never going to find love again because it's too big a loss. And to try to overcome that loss is a difficult thing to do.
Kim Phillips manages the Portage Senior Center. She's heard similar stories from older adults as they re-enter the dating world.
You don't have an expiration date. People still want to be social, make connections, have relationships.
So in July, the Senior Center started offering speed dating events to address the social isolation some older adults feel. There's ones for people aged 50 to 65 and another for those 65 and up. According to the U.S. Census, 14% of Kalamazoo County's residents were over age 65 in 2015. The local area on aging expects this figure to grow significantly. Phillips says that could leave even more seniors vulnerable to social isolation. A 2011 survey of 350 seniors in Kalamazoo County showed 29% of them reported feeling lonely or isolated. The results were part of the Kalamazoo County Senior Growth Needs Assessment. On a sunny Monday in July, the Portage Senior Center put on its inaugural speed dating event in a private dining room at Jack Sokola's Pizza Restaurant in Portage. 12 men and 12 women sat for conversation at cozy round tables adorned with fresh flowers. Candles flickered everywhere.
So what do you like to do for fun?
Give people a hard time.
I can see that.
Every 5 minutes, a bell would ring, signaling that it was time to switch. Gordon, the 78-year-old widower, was there. So was Tammy, the 65-year-old who tried a matchmaking service. At the end of the evening, every participant had to turn in a scorecard, indicating either yes or no as to whether they wished to see any of their dates again. Tammy said she met 4 strong candidates and 2 maybes.
At 65, it's hard to meet people. You know, you go to church and you see the same people every week, and it's just hard to meet people. So I just thought that this was fabulous that the Senior Center did this for us.
Gordon said he marked yes for all 12 women. I ask him, why come out on this day?
Just the fact that the evenings and days sometimes are long and boring.
It's Gordon's sincere hope that he will gain a companion, but if nothing else, some new friends.
It was enjoyable because something new, and I hadn't done anything like that before.
The Portage Senior Center staff are already hearing reports of love connections being made, so they plan to offer speed dating several times a year. For WMUK, I'm Erlene McMichael.
For a longer version of this story on WMUK's West Southwest, visit our website. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.